Welcome to Life Church Birmingham. We are glad you have listened today. We know God has a plan and purpose for your life and want to help you be successful in Jesus Christ. We know you will receive a message of hope and encouragement.
All right, today is our together service. And we have all of our boys and girls in here together as we conclude 2025 together. And we've got some fun things that we want to do. First of all, we want to do a sword drill. Does anybody know what a sword drill is? If you're fifth grade and under and you have one of these, if you have a Bible and you want to be part of the sword drill, we got prizes to give away. We want you to come up to the front real quick. Come on, if you got a Bible and you're fifth grade and up, or you at least should have been graduated from fifth grade, come on up. If you got a Bible, come on up, fifth grade and up. Have a seat, sir. Hey, fifth grade and up, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Fifth grade and up. Does someone want to borrow my Bible? I'm sorry, fifth grade and below. Fifth grade and below. Thank you. Below, sit down. Jan, thank you. You can't be in sixth grade or seventh grade. Face the audience, spread it across here. All right. We're going to have what's called a sword drill. We used to do these growing up. I'll encourage you, this is some family fun you can have. Spread out. All right, guys, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn around and look at me. Turn around and look. Oh, you got your Bibles? This is a sword, right? It's a sword. Don't open them. Don't open them. Don't open them. I want you to put them on your head. Put them on your head. Right on. Put them on your head. Now, I'm going to tell you which verse we're going to look up, and the first one that can find it and shows it to me wins a prize, right? So in a minute, I'm going to say one, two, three. There's some music that's going to go, and we're going to let you look in the Bible, and the first one to find the scripture wins a prize. Are you ready? If you're ready, say yeah. Are you ready? If you're ready, say yeah. Yeah. All right, here's our power verse today. It's Jeremiah 29:13. Go! Jeremiah 29:13. And the bumper music plays. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. When you find it, let me know, and you win a prize. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. Do you have it, sir? Jeremiah. We came to get down. We came to play the game in your town. You came to ride the high
that is jumping. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Yeah, come on! All right, Pastor John, you can pick out any prize you want. Guys, hey, give these guys a hand. You can go back to your seat. You can go back to your seat. Amazing. There, and he read it. Bonus points, yes. All right, let's go over it together. Are you ready? Let's read it aloud. One, two, three. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. All right, we're gonna go on this side first, and we're going to have a contest. Whoever wins a church pin. Come on out of there. All right, here we go. One, two, three, Jeremiah 29. You will seek me when you find me. Oh, wow, sorry. One, two, three. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. All right, over here. One, two, three. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Woo! Somebody say, do some cardio in 2025. You got to get in shape to do this. All right, so we have a theme today, and the theme has motions. If you're in elementary school, I want you to stand up. If you're in elementary school, I want you to stand up, and I want you to do the motions with me. Throw the theme up on the screen. That kind of rhymes. I'm a poet, and I don't know it. Throw the theme up on the screen. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Here it is. All right. I'll demonstrate. With all my heart, I'll strive. Wait. I'll demonstrate. It's been a while since I did kids ministry. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. All right, here we go. Thank you. One, two, three. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. Again, with all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. So that's our theme today. That's our theme. Our theme today is with all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. I want to read a passage of scripture to you right out of what we just read a moment ago. And here's what it says, Jeremiah 29, 8. We'll go 8 through 14. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Come on. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I'll be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and bring you back to the place from which I have carried you into exile. This has been our theme for the year. This scripture, Jeremiah 29, 13. It's been on the sign out there. We preached on it, particularly at the beginning of the year. I just want to review some things. Here's the context for what's happening in to the Israelites. Here's the context. They have been captured by the Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar had invaded Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took many of the leaders back to his country. They came back to Babylon. Babylon is in Iraq, about 50 miles south of Baghdad. Babylon is about 500 miles from Jerusalem. So they're taking about 500 miles. That's about here to Orlando, or for those of you from the north, here to Indianapolis, about that distance. The prophet Jeremiah sends a letter to those in Babylonian captivity, in exile, to let them know what the Lord is saying. So he, and that's what we read. That's the letter. Our theme has been deeper for the year. God is calling us deeper, calling us out to grow, to go deeper with him. Out of the comfort, right? Out of the security and safety of the boat or the shore, called us out deeper to depths with him. A great visual of that is Peter when Jesus is walking in the water. Remember that the disciples are going, they're afraid because they're on a boat in the middle of the water and they see this guy walking on the water and they think it's a ghost and they're scared. And so they call out to Jesus, if that's you, Peter says, if it's you, hey, call my name and tell me to come to you and I will. Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is me, don't be afraid. Peter says, tell me to come out and walk to you, and I'll get out of the boat and come and I'll walk to you. So Peter gets out of the boat, right? He walks on water and he comes to Jesus. What an amazing picture. Jesus calls him and he gets out of the boat. And that's kind of been our theme for the year, to go deep with him, to get out of the boat, to take a risk for God, to get out of what's maybe comfortable or easy and say, God, whatever you have for me. Three ways for us to go deeper. Number one, we're going to grow where God plants us. We're going to grow where God plants us. You shaved your beard. We're going to grow where God plants us. This is what the Lord Almighty God says to all those I carried in exile from Babylon. The Babylonians had done a terrible, horrible thing to the Jews. Destroyed their city. Jerusalem was in shambles. The walls torn down. The city ransacked. The temple just destroyed and the holy things taken out of it and used for perverse things. Their economy was destroyed. The leaders were gone. The people were enslaved. Babylon had done its worst to Jerusalem. That's the context, okay? St. Augustine wrote a book. In case you're wondering, that's a real person, not just a city. His classic work is called The City of God. And in that book, he refers to this passage. He says that through human history, there's a conflict between two great cities, the city of God and the city of man. The race we have distributed into two parts. One who runs and lives according to man, and one who runs and lives according to God. And in the book, he calls them mysteriously two cities. One will reign eternally with God, and one will suffer eternal punishment with the devil. And Augustine identifies Babylon as a biblical city that represents the city of man. James Montgomery, a modern-day theologian, picks up on that theme, and here's what he says about those two cities. The two cities, scriptures unfold the history of two distinct groups of people, each having a distinct origin, development, listen, and characteristic, and destiny. Two cities living simultaneously. The earthly city, the highest expression is Babylon and Rome and all that that offers. And the other is God's elect, the people of God, the church. The latter is blessed by God, will last forever, and the former is destined to pass away. So when we read Jeremiah 29, there's two cities in mind. Babylon, and within Babylon, look, is a city within a city. It's a people of God living for God within the city. They are refugees in Babylon. Babylon represents everything hateful, odious towards God. But yet, within that context, look, are a people of God living amongst the city of man. We are called the church. We are called the ecclesia, the called out ones. A city within a city. A people within a people. So, they're not in Jerusalem. They're away from the temple. They're away from the sacrificial systems. They're away from what is comfortable and familiar. And they're away from the normal, usual, prescribed way of worshiping God. They were moved from all of this. But yet, God still had a plan. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me to grow where we're planted. We long, right? For that day, don't we? When Jesus returns, we long for that day. We long for that day. We pray for that day. But yet, we're called to be a city within a city. Planted, growing where we're planted. Before we read the passage in Jeremiah, there were some other words. I want to read those to you, verse 4 through 7. Here's what it says. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to those carried away in Babylon. Could it be that we could see ourselves in this story? That we are a city within a city. That we are a people of God amongst Babylon. Those carried into, from Jerusalem into Babylon. Here's what he says. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produced. Marry sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons. Give your daughters a marriage so they too may have sons and daughters. Increase, do not decrease. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile and pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, what? You too will prosper. So they're called to grow where they're planted. We are called to grow where we're planted. We long for a new city, right? We long for the new Jerusalem. We long for that day. But we don't become so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, right? So we grow where we're planted. The instructions we just read, build a house and settle down. Plant a garden, eat what it's produced, verse 5. Marry, have children, build families. Help your kids build a family. Increase in number, don't decrease. In other words, just because you're not in Jerusalem, don't quit living. Don't live like you don't, like you're not in the environment that you're in. In other words, grow where you're planted. So we got this plant here, right? It's a nice plant. It's a nice plant. That's a pretty good plant, isn't it? I think this is one of those that will grow like 30 feet over 30 years. So growing up at a barber, and went to him often, kept a short haircut, like a good Christian young man. I'm just kidding. I did get a short haircut. And so they had this thing that someone planted for years, like seventh grade, all the way up to like I was 20. This thing went all the way around the barbershop. It caught itself and then kept going some more. I don't know whatever happened to that plant. It may still be there today. But it grew because it was planted. Now, how many know if we just left this plant sitting right here, right? We left it sitting right here inside this room, not in a pot, no water, no sunshine. What's going to happen to it? It's going to die. In order to flourish, it has to be put in the right environment, right? So we pot it, we water it, we let it get sunshine, and God's natural processes take over. It grows, it flourishes, it's got good soil. We maybe once in a while give a little something special for a birthday and Christmas, give it a little nitrogen, right? Let it grow, right? A little special something for a little birthday Christmas stocking. And it grows because it's planted. You will not grow unless you are planted. We grow where we're planted. If you want to go deeper, grow where God plants you. Don't long so much for such a different environment that you miss the opportunity that God has for you. Yes, long for His return. Long for that day. Long for heaven. Long for the promises of God to be fulfilled in their entirety. One day. But until that day comes, grow where you're planted. Be part of the community that you live in. Be part of the economy. build relationships, grow, advance your family. Whatever you do, don't decrease. And if you seek the peace and prosperity of the city that you live in, guess what's going to happen? When it prospers, you prosper. So I want you to envision a thought. Here's the thought. The thought is that, let's see how we do this. The thought is that God has given all of us a territory, right? Everybody say, I have a territory. I have a territory. God has given all of us a territory. Let's see if I can not mess this one up. So this tape, I know you can't really see yet, represents your territory. All right. There it is. This represents your territory. We'll stretch this bad boy out. Every one of us has a God-given assignment, right? You have a territory. You have a territory. Trevor, can you hold this for me? Put your foot on it. He assures me it's not going anywhere. Not with your foot on it, it won't. All right. Thank you, beardless Trevor. All right. God has given you a territory. And this is kind of, and sometimes he has to add some more tape. Because, you know, yeah. So here is your territory. Your territory extends as far as your influence extends. We are a city within a city. God has called you, gifted you, empowered you to thrive, to overcome, and to rule and reign with him in a territory. Where you go to school is your territory. Where you go to work is your territory. The community that you live in is your territory. Your family, extended family, is your territory. Your friends is your territory. Wherever God places you, that's your territory. Now, you have an assignment within the territory. That's what God is telling the Israelites. You have an assignment here. You have an assignment within the territory. Everybody has a territory. So, what happens? Listen, 3 blocks from here in these townhomes, 2 miles down the street in Clay, up over the hill in Trustville, in Center Point, guess whose territory that is? Guess whose territory that is? It's our territory. So not only does it concern us, but we have a personal responsibility. Okay, here we go. To rule and reign and advance God's kingdom within that territory. We're a city within a city. Well, I don't think intravenous drug use and heroin overdoses is God's plan. Well, guess what? We live in Babylon. So let's advance the kingdom of God within the territory, drive out darkness, and let the light of Jesus shine. This is why we do what we do. We overcome evil with good. We battle spiritual forces in the opposite realm. And so we have a territory. Now, 1 Chronicles 4:10 is a man by the name of Jabez. He prays, right? Here's what Jabez prays. He says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me," read it, "and you would enlarge my..." "Bless me, and that you would enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me, keep me from harm, so that I'll be free from pain." And what? God granted his request. So God gives you a territory And as you mature, as we mature, He expands your territory. As you grow and as you mature, He expands your territory. So you take on responsibility and He provides the anointing. You say, God, enlarge my territory. So we prayed that God would enlarge our territory. And if we and for Jabez, guess what? God did enlarge his territory. God answered his prayer, and guess what? What happened was he extended his territory. So now, instead of having this as a line, God says, guess what? I'm going to expand your territory. I'm going to give you what you asked for because you asked for it in my name and because I've got a plan and a purpose greater than you can even ask or imagine. So as we pray and as we grow, God expands our territory. Here's a question for you. Where's your territory? Where's your territory? Where's your territory? So I have an opportunity, as of now, to expand my territory. I got a call yesterday for my dad. Tim, I need to talk to you. What's up, Dad? You remember Melanie? Yep. Remember her daughter, Courtney? Yep. Remember her husband? Yep. Met him at the family reunion. Yeah, there's been an accident. You need to pray. I'm like, all right. I've only met him one time. We'll call him Bill because I haven't released his name yet. So Bill was with his family, my cousin, at the bowling alley in South Florida. Now, Bill is a big boy, a former Marine helicopter pilot. He's a current ATF federal agent, and he's very familiar with the gymnasium. I've met him. He's a big boy. There's a fight in the parking lot at the bowling alley. It gets a little violent. He steps in, intervenes, and it gets south. He catches a 9mm right in the neck. Yeah, 7 hours they catch this guy. Rush into the hospital. 7 hours later, they apprehend the suspect. 7 hours they catch this guy hiding out in a house somewhere, right? So, Tim, you need to pray. I have never talked to my second cousin on the phone. Well, now's my opportunity, right? So I say, hey, Courtney, I get her number from her grandfather. Hey, this is Tim, your cousin, member, Dad, Paul, blah, blah, blah. Yes, praying for you and your family and your situation right now, right? So what I'm saying is, number one, would you pray with me? He's fighting for life in Tampa General. Pray that God would heal him and that the kingdom of God would advance because it's a territory. Claim your territory. Quit acting like it's not your issue. If it's in your territory, rule and reign with Jesus. Advance the kingdom of God and do it boldly. Grow where you're planted. So what opportunities do you have right now in your family? Three things to ask yourself. What opportunities do you have right now in your school, your career? All right, sister school teacher over there, that school is your territory. Not just your class, that school. That school is your territory. Where you work, that's your territory. The people you manage, your territory. The people you work with, your territory. Listen, even your supervisor is your territory. Aren't we supposed to pray for our leaders? Aren't we supposed to minister to them? All right, sister, doctor, principal, all that whole staff, your territory. All those kids, their families, your territory. God expanded your territory. Step into it. Step into it. Step into it. All right. Expand your territory. Grow where you're planted. All right. All little boys and girls, stand up. Jeremiah 29, Don't put it on the screen yet, 13. I'm just going to read it. Jeremiah 29, 13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Say that with me together. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29, 13. We'll say it again. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29, 13. One more time. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29, 13. All right. Who can, from memory, come and recite the power verse right now? For a prize, run! Run, 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 run! Come on, brother! All right, all right, all right. All right. Tell me your name. Are we on? Orange? Tell me your name.
Benjamin. Benjamin. I like that name.
Benjamin, can you tell us the power verse today?
Jeremiah 29, 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Look at that! Give a hand! All right! Grab your prize, buddy. All right, Benjamin. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. All right, so remain standing, boys and girls. We're doing the theme. We're going to do the theme together. All right, here we go. Stand up. We're going to do it together with emotions. All right, throw it on the screen, please. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk His truth and follow His way. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk His truth and follow His way. One more time. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk His truth and follow His way. Jeremiah 29, 13 says, you'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. We're going to grow where God plants us. Number two, we'll listen and understand God's words to me. All right, this one's going to be shorter. Another way to thrive in your territory, to go deeper, listen and understand God's words to us. God wants you to be able to hear and understand His words to you. He wants you to do that. So God's given us the ability to hear and understand God's words to us, to not get distracted with the wrong messages, to get wisdom and discernment to do that, right? So the prophet Jeremiah sends a word to those Israelites in Babylon. He says, don't let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Don't let them deceive you. Don't listen to the dreams that you encourage them to have. So he says, look, don't be deceived. There will be those among you who say they're the voice of God. Don't listen to that. Don't listen. He says, don't listen to the dreams that you encourage them to have. So that's an interesting statement. Don't listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. Here's what it, in the Greek, Hebrew, it means your dreams which you cause to dream. In other words, you want something so bad that you're going to find a way to twist your hearing to hear it in such a way that you'll convince yourself there's another plan that God has for my life other than God's original plan. That you'll have itching ears so bad that you'll find a voice that will say what you want it to hear, and you'll encourage that voice rather than listening to God's word. That's what it means. So the prophets and diviners in Babylon were saying, hey, don't worry about it, because we're out of here. We are out of here. Like, don't plant a garden. Don't worry. We're going back home. God says, no, you're not. You're going to live here 70 years. 70 years. So hunker down, right? How many have ever quoted Jeremiah 29:11? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. How many have that? How many just claim that verse right there? That's in this context. I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. It's to stay right there in Babylon. That's what it means. I'm going to prosper you in the midst of Babylon, right? I'm not going to harm you. I'm going to help you. So live with that reality in mind. Listen and understand God's words to us. They're being told what they wanted to hear. Tell us a story. Tell us a story that'll help us. Tell us a story that'll line up with what we want to have happen. And all that led to distractions, delusions. Listen, major theological error and misguided lives. They were in an insane culture. Now, Pastor John and the TZ crew have put together a great illustration of this verse. And so I'm going to pass it off to him, and he's going to explain it, and then we're going to call on some young people to help us with this.
All right, so what we have here is an obstacle course. We're going to have one of our kids come and help us. You guys got a kid picked out to help us?
Yeah, Nevaeh, would you please join us up here?
So, Nevaeh is going to have to make her way through the obstacle course, but she's going to be blindfolded. So come on this way, Nevaeh.
Hello.
Wait.
There you go. Get that blindfold on.
Make sure you can't see.
And so now the trick to this blindfolded obstacle course is she's going to have two people guiding her through the obstacle course. One person is going to be the voice of truth, giving her the correct directions to make it through the obstacle course. But one voice is going to be a voice that's going to try to distract her, try to get her to go the wrong way, to make the wrong choices. And so you'll be able to tell by their colored shirts which one is the good guy and which one is the bad guy. And Nevaeh is going to have to determine which voice is the voice that she should listen to. Which voice is leading her the right way. So Nevaeh, as they begin to give you instructions, make note, if you begin to run into things, then you'll realize you may be following the wrong voice. You may be listening to the wrong voice. Nevaeh, are you ready? Voices, are you ready? Check your microphone. Make sure your voices are on.
Test. Okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, are y'all ready, voices?
Yeah.
All right, voices are going to tell Nevaeh where she's supposed to go.
Go left. Yeah, that's right. Keep going.
Go back to the right. You have to go straight.
Go right.
No,
go towards
my voice.
You got to
go a little right, though.
Wait, is that right?
Go left. Go right.
Yeah. That's the way. Go straight.
No, keep on going forward.
No, turn around.
Keep on going forward.
Sit down on that chair right there.
No, you got to
go straight.
Turn to the right a little bit.
Do a cartwheel. Do
backflip. Keep on going a little bit.
No. Wait.
Keep walking. Keep walking a little more. Do a little more. Walk a little more.
Keep on going straight.
Walk a little more. And then go forward.
Keep going straight.
Go left a little bit.
Go left. No, keep turn left. Turn left.
And then you have to go right a little bit.
Turn left.
No, no, turn left.
Turn left.
Turn left. Walk forward. Walk forward.
No, turn
left.
No.
So Nevaeh apparently listened to the correct voice and made it through the obstacle course all the way through without knocking over any obstacles. Thank you all. Nevaeh, if you would like to get a prize, you may choose from
Give them all a big hand. Give them a hand. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Can you grab those things out of the way for us? Yeah. Here's the point. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish between the plan of God, the will of God, the voice of God, and every other voice out there. I would suggest to you that those voices that lead to, lend themselves to God's character and God's fruit may actually be the voice of God. And those that lend themselves to destruction and fear and evil and dysfunction, right? And pride and selfishness and greed and all that are not the voice of God. So we live as a city within a city. We are God's people within a Babylonian captivity. One day, He's returning for us. One day, He's coming back for us. One day, it'll all be made right and perfect, and every ill thing will be judged. Until then, rule and reign in the territory that you've been planted. Grow where you've been planted. Get deep roots. Your ability to survive drought and harsh conditions are dependent upon the depth and breadth of the roots that you have. Grow. If you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. I want to know God's plan for my life. Read the Bible. If you want to hear God's voice audible, read the Bible out loud. There you go. If you say, I want to hear the voice, I want to hear it, then read the word out loud. If you don't know the word, you won't make it. You're not going to make it. Parents, please, get the word in them. Work with us. Let us work with you. Get the word in them. Get the word in them. Get the word in them. Jesus says, Matthew 22:29, you are in error because you don't know the scriptures of the power of God. The error that you're in is because you don't know the scriptures. The error that we find ourselves in today is because we don't know the scriptures or the power of God. In Matthew 7, Jesus warns, watch out for false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing. Inwardly, they're ferocious wolves. Not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So the girls came back from shopping somewhere, and they brought me a pamphlet. We threw it away. Probably should have kept it for the illustration. And it was about the True and Right Church somewhere out in Arkansas. Maybe you got the same pamphlet. And so I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Let me find out why they're so right and everybody in the whole world so wrong, right? So I'm reading through it, and my first clue was it felt like an eighth grader wrote it because it's weird. And then I'm like, let me look up this dude. Let me look up the founder of this church. Come to find out, the feds got him for tax evasion. Yeah, he spent 2 years in prison. Then he got out, and then they got him for sex traffic across state lines. He died in federal prison at the age of 82. I'm like, no, I don't think that's really God's plan for our lives there, you know? And so you don't have to look very far many times to discern. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Where's this thing leading? You don't know because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. Power verse. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Could you please take that off the screen? Who can run up here real quick for a prize and quote the power verse for today? Come on down. Just come on. All right, buddy. Stand right here in the territory. Up on the stairs so I can see your cute little face. Tell about your name.
London.
London. That's a cool name, London. London, what's the power verse of today? It's okay, London.
You
can seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
He said, all right. All right, Lennon, grab your prize. Grab your prize. Grab your prize. Is there a girl who can quote scripture? Come on, sister. All right, stand up here. I like that. Girls are confident, smart, caring, joyful, funny, unique, and brave. I like that. Tell everybody your name.
Maya.
I like that name, Maya. Maya, can you quote the power verse for today?
You seek me all your heart. Find that turn with the team.
All right. Maya, grab you a prize, baby girl. All right. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with what? All your heart. You want to know God's plan for your life? All your heart. Seek him with all your heart. You want to be able to distinguish the voice of God? Seek him with all your heart. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And the theme for the day, with all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. Boys and girls, stand up. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. One more time, out loud. With all my heart, I'll strive each day to walk his truth and follow his way. That's our theme for today. With all of our heart, every day, we will grow where God has planted us. We'll listen and understand God's word to us. And the last one is this. We'll passionately pursue God. The worship team's going to come. I'll passionately pursue God. Jeremiah 29:13 has been our theme passage for the year. God tells those who were in a city they were not intended to live in for eternity, but it was just for a little while. Where God has planted you right now, look at me, is just for a little while. It's for a little while. Be faithful for a little while. Be faithful in the here and now. Be faithful in the current season that you're in and passionately pursue him. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed in Babylon, I'll come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back. Friends, Jesus is returning. He will return. He's going to take care of all the knuckleheads. He's going to take care of all that. He's going to take care of every injustice, every wrong. He will deal with it. He will heal you in every possible way that we can imagine and then some. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly more. Things that you didn't even know that God could deal with, he's going to deal with all of it. When 70 years are completed, I'll come to you and fulfill the good promises and bring you back. He's going to bring them back to Jerusalem. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a what? Future. Then you'll call me and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. And here it is, Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I'll be found by you, declares the Lord. Can we stand up all over the place? I'll be found by you, declares the Lord. He goes on to say, I'll bring you back from captivity. I'll gather you from all the nations where you've been banished. and I'll bring you back to the place from which you were carried into exile. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. God blesses and restores. That's what he does. So in our territory, teach us, God, how to trust you. How to trust you to operate in the territory that God has given us. To have the faith to ask him, God, would you expand? Would you give more influence? Could you reach down to Tampa in a hospital room with an ATF agent fighting for his life? And God, would you give some influence down there? Could you advance your kingdom to all my family who are skeptical and agnostic and not sure what they believe? Don't you see? You've got opportunity all around you, to advance the kingdom of God. Help us walk in penance. Turn our hearts and minds completely to you. That was the call from Jeremiah, the prophet, to the people of God. Let us live in the midst of Babylon and follow the story. God gave incredible favor. God moved the hearts of kings to make a way for the city of God to be rebuilt. They funded it. They gave them military escorts back. They protected them. When you are faithful with what God has given you, expand your influence. And so, here we are at the end of 2024. Last service of the year. Our theme has been this month, Christmas Together. I know Christmas is gone, but I'm going to milk it all the way to the first of the year. That's what I like to do. What we like to do is respond together in such a way that would promote togetherness, would embolden us, and help us to lead our kids to know how to worship the Lord. So in a moment, I'm going to ask everyone, if you would, to come out of your seats in a moment. We've got an abbreviated worship set. We want to worship God together. This is an incredible time for moms, dads, grandparents, uncles, whatever, to gather around your family. Incredible opportunity for young adults to gather around their friends. Worship God together. So I'm going to ask in just a moment, our team is going to lead us, that we would come out of our seats, if you would, and come all the way across the front and stand side by side with your brother or sisters in the Lord and worship God together. Instead of worshiping from our seats, let's worship from the front. And so in a minute, I'll take care of that, sister. In a minute, when they begin to play, I'm going to give you opportunity. And as you prepare for that, here today and you're not following Christ, what I would say to you is this: today's great day to end the year in a right way so you enter the new year in a right way. The way you leave one thing dictates how you enter the next. The way you leave one thing dictates how you enter the next. So why don't you, if you say, I'm far from God, I'm, estranged from God, I'm not following Christ, you just right now call out to God. Say, God, forgive me for my sin, for my apathy, for being nonchalant. God, I confess that you're the Lord of my life. Give me the power to live. So in a moment, they're going to begin to sing. When they do, I want you just to crowd around the front. I don't want to finish the year together worshiping God. And I'll pray a prayer.
We want to thank you for listening to the message today. We would love for you to stop by and see us. Our services start at 10 a.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights, with various small groups throughout the week. Here at Life Church, we hope you have a great week.